Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show. We had a little abbreviated show tonight. It's old school Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes, I mean. But let's get right to it. I am Greg Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. We might not get all the coaches tonight for various reasons, but we'll start out with Tony Broaddus. And Tony, how are you doing? And nice to see you out at the Jamboree at Clackamas. And I thought your team played pretty well in that Jamboree, both teams.
Good for having me. Yeah, we had a good time and had a good showing. Was able to put two teams in there, got a lot of playing time for guys, and it was fun to go against some guys other than yourselves every day.
Absolutely, and we'll follow Tony up, I might add, with Trevor Hopp and then Cliff Wagner, and then hopefully Bruce will join us. Anything really stand out in what you had on the floor there at Clackamas, Tony? Any player, anything that rebounding, shooting, you name it.
Well, you know, the thing that probably stood out the most for me is that we have a kid, Eric Bond, who is a kid who redshirted his first year, played last year, and then in the Jamboree was phenomenal. I mean, he was hitting all kinds of shots, played great defense, and just had a real good showing. And what it says, because he had a good year last year, but what it speaks to is the fact of how valuable that redshirt year can be. And, you know, a guy puts in some time, works on his body, does a lot of skill work, and then when he finally gets to play, he's just that much better. You know, and guys don't like to do it. You know, no one ever wants to sit out, but they don't realize how much can be gained in a year of a redshirt year where you're working on your skills and you're learning about the game and you're sitting out, which a lot of times guys haven't done since they were little kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'd probably say that probably was the first thing that stood out.
Sure, absolutely. Anything else? I know you're a huge guy that emphasizes rebounding. I thought you did a really good job of offensive rebounding.
Yeah, we did a good job. We got a guy named Darrell Nelson who attacks the glass really strong on both ends, offense and defense. And he kept some balls alive for us. A few other guys did as well. So, yeah, I was excited about that to a certain degree, though, because although we got some offensive ones, we also gave up some offensive rebounds. And on the free throw line, we gave up two of them, and they turned them into 5 points in one game, which, you know, it's just like it never fails. If you've got four guys in there. They've got two, including the free throw shooter making three, and they miss, and somehow they get the ball, which absolutely drives me nuts. And then they turn around and hit a three-pointer.
Absolutely.
I was excited, but you know, that was frustrating. You know, but I was overall pretty excited with what I saw. And I was actually kind of pleased that we didn't win. Last 2 years we've been in, we won every game, and then we won 3 out of 4, I think 2 years ago. But what that does, it's fun, of course, to win everything, but then the guys aren't ready to listen and work as hard as they need to because they think, oh, we're awesome. We beat everybody in that Jamboree. Yeah, we're going to be so good. And it kind of can hurt you in terms of being able to be coached and continue to learn. So I wasn't mad at all that we lost 2 games.
Tony, thanks for doing an abbreviated show tonight. We'll have the full show next Tuesday night. Have a great week. Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach at Portland Community College. We're going to go to Trevor Hopp and then to Bruce Chomka and then to Cliff Wagner. So here we go with Trevor Hopp, Southwestern Oregon Community College coach. How are you doing tonight, Trevor?
Hey, I'm doing really great, Greg. Thanks for asking. How are things up there?
Not bad. We saw an exciting game at Concordia, a really exciting game with Warner. Warner actually came out on top. Sorry for a little delay tonight. It won't happen the rest of the year. But sometimes we got to adjust, just like coaches. Hey, how's your team doing, Trevor?
Oh, things are going well. We just keep getting better. We've made progress from in the past 2 weeks that we're really happy about, and so we just need to keep going here and just keep getting better before we tip up a real one on the 21st.
And who is that going to be against, Trevor, on the 21st?
That first one's going to be at home against our alumni.
Okay. And those are always interesting, entertaining, and sometimes you learn a lot in those games. What do you need to do before the 21st to make yourself a lot better team in your mind as an outstanding coach that you are?
Well, thanks. I think we still need to we're still working on execution on offense. I think our effort is there defensively. I think we're trying to do things defensively. We still need to get better at that. But, we need to understand what a good shot is. We need to, understand good spacing and also understand the correlation between good offense leads to good defense, and the opposite is also true. Bad offense leads to bad defense, and so when you're turning the ball over or taking quick shots or bad shots, it's hard to get back and play good defense. So just some execution stuff and fine-tuning, but I think we're getting there, and I think the guys have the right mindset. They're unselfish, and so that's a good thing. We just got to, get a little bit better.
Trevor, final question for you, and I wanted to ask you, we wait and we wait and wait, and then you start practice, then you wait some more the first game. Is it important for you and your coaching staff to kind of mix things up in practice to keep the monotony out?
Yeah, I think that's part of coaching now. I mean, you need to – practice needs to be exciting. Practice needs to be fun. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it, but I definitely, whether it's changing up our scrimmages or mixing up different teams, just different drills, whatever it is, but we want to keep their attention and keep them going. And so, we put in a couple new plays yesterday and things like that, I think can keep their attention going. And they know that the games are coming, and that's the other thing. Once they come, I mean, it's one right after the other. We play a lot of games those first couple weeks in the end of November and into the first weeks of December. So once it starts, it's going to be coming fast.
Very good, Trevor. Thanks for being patient. An abbreviated show tonight. Last time we'll have one of those this year. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday night.
Thanks a lot. Not a problem. We'll talk to you later.
You betcha. That's Trevor Opp, Southwestern Oregon Community College coach. Now let's go to Bruce Chopka, who had a very successful jamboree scrimmage. I'm not quite sure what you'd call it, but it was very good at Lane Community College, where he is the head men's coach this weekend. Hi, Bruce, and thanks for being patient tonight.
Hey, not a problem. You're a basketball junkie on the road checking out games. I like it.
Yeah, well, we wanted to go over, quite frankly, and support Brad. You know, as we documented here, he's been through kind of a tough time with his family. So we kind of all, a lot of people went over tonight, but it's a lot of fun. But it's equally as amount of fun to see that game tonight as to talk to you guys. Were you happy with your team as you played Sunday in the Jamboree?
You know, I was. It was we had a four-team banger here at our place, and it was a good time. I mean, we got in about 10, and we were probably all done by 1:30, so it was a short one. But I was happy with our effort and our competitive spirit, so that was good stuff. And we executed some stuff that we had put in, and it was good to see. And, everybody was there after Halloween, so you never know what's young people, what's going to happen, but it was good stuff, and happy we did it. So, yeah, it was successful.
Bruce, the last few years, I mean, maybe the last four coaches would disagree with me because of the intensity basketball being year-round. I'm seeing teams play a lot better earlier in the year. Did you see that with your team when you actually played an opponent?
You know, I did. We looked a lot better. We scrimmaged New Hope last week, and then we looked a lot better in our jamboree, especially being early. I was pretty pleased. I mean, I left the gym pretty excited and fired up to get going this weekend. I think, you know, that's a good statement, and I think a general broad answer for me would be that I think the coaching today is probably the best it's ever been at all levels. I think coaches really care, put in the time. There's a lot of access to via the internet. You could get a lot of things off the internet and learn. And it's not like the past where, you know, you'll go to coaching clinics and that kind of thing. I mean, you could spend a good hour or two a day just improving coaching-wise or getting schematic stuff off the internet and that kind of thing, motivational stuff. And I think the players are better. You know, there's a lot of good players out there. And, I mean, any team you see on TV or you go see a game, both teams have good players. They might not be winning, but there's a plethora of players out there that are pretty darn good. So it's a combination of both, I think.
Hey, Bruce, thanks for being patient tonight, and I'm not going to do this again, but we had an abbreviated show tonight for a real serious reason, and thank you, and I have a commitment to this program. I started it, and I'm going to finish it probably in the year 2050 when I'll be 100. So
well, we appreciate
have
that.
A good
we
week.
Appreciate it. You do the same.
You betcha. That's Bruce Chopka, the head men's coach at Lane Community College, and then let's close out the program as we do each week with Cliff Wagner, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College. How you doing, Cliff?
Doing well. And as you know, you and I were together at Concordia University, and we saw a really, really good college basketball game tonight. Very entertaining, and just got me excited about college basketball season. I can't wait to play a game. That I love going out this time of year and just getting the juices fired up again.
Yeah, Cliff, I'm going to do a show after this one with Justin Lunt, who you know, the Puget Sound coach. And I hate to break the news to him. He's going to play Warner in about a week. He's going to have his hands full.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Warner is really – I was really impressed with their talent and athleticism. And Concordia, too. Concordia's got some really good athletes. I think Brad's going to have another good team this year. And very entertaining, though. I was impressed with the intensity, the athleticism, the quickness on the floor, both teams.
And you know, relating it to your team, Cliff, and what you have this year, a deep team, I mean, I saw kind of the new rules come into play in a positive manner tonight.
How so?
I think with the 30-second shot clock, I thought, that had an impact on the game. It made the tempo and everything. I thought the pressure in the backcourt from the teams to get it across with that new rule was important. And I think that no closely guarded was important. So I saw some things there that really, go ahead.
Yeah, closely guarded was important down the stretch. Warner Pacific had a good little small quick point guard, and he was able to keep the ball most of the shot clock, and you can do that now with the new rules. So, yeah, that did come into play.
And, Cliff, congratulations on a successful jamboree. Take us out in about a minute and a half and just talk about your great jamboree last week. I know you're only as good as your next performance, but you do a tremendous job with that event.
Well, thank you. Kayla, Jim Martineau, Brian Stamm, a lot of people pitched in and helped us organize workers and do the schedule and the hospitality room and so forth. So it's a team effort, but we enjoy doing it. We love having the teams in there. The officials really appreciate it. And I got to tip my hat to those officials, too, because a lot of those guys worked all day, and our guys are volunteer. They don't get paid like they do at the other levels. So all of those officials turned in a very nice performance and worked hard and worked on their game. And just it was very professional and very positive. So love that, and we love some of the progress we saw our Clackamas team making. We were pleased with our performance throughout the day overall.
And, Cliff, thanks for being patient tonight. It's a short program. But I'm like a coach. I got a team here, and I can't do this again. So we do this once a year, a short program. It ain't going to happen again. We'll be on a half an hour next week, and we'll really be rolling. Have a great week, Cliff.
Thanks, Greg, and thanks for all you're doing for NWAC basketball again.
You betcha. Thank you very much. That's Cliff Wagner, head men's coach at Clackamas Community College. Thanks for listening tonight. Follow me on WC Hoops on Twitter, and you'll learn a lot more about basketball and what's going on, and I love promoting the game. Good night, everyone. Don't forget to make your free throws.